Okay, I'm Craig Glendy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief here at Guinness World Records. My job is really to put together the famous Guinness Book of Records, which is now actually called the Guinness World Records Book. Every year, my job is to try and find the best, the most amazing, the most fun, and the most stupid world records for our book. So I guess at the moment what I'm looking for is some ideas for our next edition, the 2008 book. The timing is quite tight, so we only have until about April to get your ideas. So if you have any records that you want to set or that you want to break, then please get in touch with us by probably the start of April would be good. The best way to do it is to go to our website, which is www.guinnessworldrecords.com. I'm sure you'll find the link on radiochildren.com. What you do is you then tell us as much as you can about your idea. How will you do it? Where will you do it? When will you do it? And how you plan to, in very much detail, really, the process you hope to go through. Then we'll investigate that in the office here in London. If we like the idea, we'll then email back to you and say, here are the rules that you must follow, because we write guidelines for every single record. We also get, I'll just warn you now, we get about 1,000 claims in every week. So that last year we had 65,000 people apply to break a record last year. And we say no to probably about 98% of these people because their ideas are just too stupid or too dangerous or just not very impressive. We get classic things like, I can lick my elbow, which, you know, it's fun and it's very difficult. And I'm sure everyone now is trying to lick their elbow. And if you do succeed, don't let us tell me about it. I don't want to know. Because it's missing the key thing. It's missing what we call a superlative. And the superlative is the biggest, the longest, the fattest, the tallest, the thinnest. It's the words that end in est, basically, that make up a record. So if you licked the most elbows in a minute, maybe, that might be a record, but not just, I can lick an elbow. We also get things like people who feed their pets and then have the fattest dog or the fattest cat. We're very much not interested in that because it's so cruel. These poor dogs and cats that are just force-fed tin after tin of cat food and dog food. And these dogs are massively fat. We saw a cat last year that was so fat it couldn't actually move because its stomach was bigger than its legs. It was just a blob. And it's just not fair, so we say no to that. You can feed yourself as much as you like and maybe go for the heaviest person in the world. We're investigating someone at the minute who's probably about 80 stone. He lives in Mexico. We're trying to get him over here, but obviously he's far too heavy for an aircraft, and we couldn't afford to buy him that many seats in business class, so he's going to have to lose a bit of weight. But anyway, 80 stone is what you have to beat. We also don't like things like horse riding, where the horse is punished. So, for example, if you wanted to ride around the world on a horse, obviously that's very cruel to the horse, because all you do is you sit there and the poor horse has to make all the effort, so we say no to that. We are interested though in things that can be measured. So things that, for example, like, you can't just say I have the most beautiful girlfriend. There has to be something you can measure and take a tape measure to. So the height, for example, or the tallest, maybe you have the tallest person lives in your street, or the heaviest, you can put them on scales. If you can count things, so you can have a collection of, say, the most fridge magnets. We have things like nail clippers and spoon rests, sick bags. There's actually a man who's the world's biggest collector of sick bags, and he heads up this whole society. There's hundreds of them. They meet each year in the airports around the world to trade their sick bags. So maybe you can get into that, or do not disturb labels from hotels. Sugar packets, I mean, there's literally anything you can collect. As long as they're all different, we'll accept it. So there we go. There's some ideas to get you started. The deadline, as I say, is April, so jump onto our website, again, www.guinnessworldrecords.com, and have a look around there for some ideas. There should be a few hundred ideas that you might be able to have a try. But as I say, always contact us first. The worst thing you can do is go ahead and actually attempt a record and do it, and then tell us, because we don't know how you're doing it. We don't know which rules you followed, and it's very difficult for us to judge unless we've set the rules. So yeah, please do contact us first. Yeah, the book at Christmas this year, if you have a look through it, I think some of my favourites for strangeness is probably one that's the most expensive bar of soap. And you think, oh, it sounds fairly innocent, until you realise it's actually made from the body fat of the old Italian Prime Minister. Soap, whether people know it, some soap is made from animal fat, but this time someone stole the fat from a plastic surgery clinic where the Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, had been having some liposuction. It's when you get the fat sucked out your body if you're too lazy to diet like normal people. And this person stole the fat and made soap out of it and sold it for $18,000, which is incredible, quite bizarre. The other strange one, which is one I highly recommend you don't try at home, is a strange extreme sport called banzai skydiving. And this sport involves you flying up in an aircraft to about 33,000 feet, maybe a bit lower, with a parachute, but you don't actually have the parachute on you. You throw the parachute out the door, and then without a parachute, you jump after it. And obviously the sport is to try and grab the parachute in midair as it's plummeting towards Earth, strap on the parachute and deploy it before, you know, hitting the ground. This is a very extreme sport, probably the most extreme sport I've ever heard of, and strangely enough done in Japan, where they love that kind of thing. We've also got the most tattooed man this year. Was a whole new record. Tattoo, obviously, I mean, it's some people love them, some people hate them. I'm sure your parents would probably be horrified if you had one. But this man, he wanted to have them all over his body. He basically tattooed himself head to foot completely in black ink. There was nowhere left to go. And we said that only equals the current Guinness World Record, because the guy who has the record at the moment, he's covered himself in leopard print, so he's all yellow with black spots. He's even shaved his teeth down, so he looks like a leopard. He lives in Scotland in a cave as a leopard. He's called Tom Leopard. So this new claimant called Lucky Rich Diamond, who's a chainsaw-juggling, unicycling sword swallower from Australia, he went off with this terrible news that he only was the co-holder of the record, and decided to tattoo himself white on top of the black, and then add some colour tattoos to the white. So he's now got red tattoos on top of white tattoos on top of black tattoos on top of his skin. So we said, no, you can have the record. So you'll find that in this year's book. Again, probably not one you want to be trying at home, but it gives you an idea of the kind of commitment that people do need to have to get themselves a Guinness World Records. It's not just a case of eating lots of donuts very quickly. In fact, on the donut thing, my suggestion with the donut record, we got accused of encouraging people to eat an awful lot. And in the past, maybe 10 years ago, the record would be just how many donuts could you eat non-stop. So you'd just have a big box of donuts and you'd be left at it with a stopwatch. Now, what we say to be responsible is how quickly can you eat three, for example, cream crackers, or how fast... how many can you eat in a set time? Like, how many donuts can you eat in 3 minutes? So we're restricting what you eat because we think it's a bit healthier for you. And if you're very keen on being healthy, you can always try the most Brussels sprouts eaten in 3 minutes. Mmm, lovely.